Ladies and gentlemen, this is Steve Eyes. You're on the Eyes is Watching channel. What are the chances? In the last podcast, I did mention my Twitter account was under review for a few days, and I didn't think much of it. They were checking for platform manipulation or something like that, trying to figure out if I was a bot or something, so I figured it wasn't a big deal. I mean, they'll come to my page and find nothing and then let me back on, but get this. Right after I dropped the last episode, boom, I got suspended. Yep, looks like they were finished their review all right. You know, right after I released a podcast exposing the connections between Elon Musk and Ari Emanuel. You know, the Zionist with Mossad ties. Starting to seem like Twitter really might be a playground for these intelligence agencies. All I did was post that pic of Ari hosing Elon Musk down on a boat and started exposing the connections. And they got me all the way up out of here. Platform manipulation. What does that mean? I'm manipulating people with the truth? Kanye West got suspended for sharing that same picture, suggesting Elon's working for the same demons. He even called it his final tweet. Well, here I am, people, in the same boat, showing the same pic, and I was exposing the same Zionist connections and getting the boot. Now, I did try appealing. I did send them a personal email and everything, but guess what? Appeal denied. And here's the weird part. They admitted it wasn't just an automated thing. No, this was a manual removal, okay? Meaning someone personally went to my page and determined I was violating guidelines. But come on, the timing is just suspicious, okay? When they start banning people like this in waves, it usually is a sign they're gearing up for something big. They don't want people exposing their plans, you know, their next psyops, their next false flags. This is why they go on a banning spree. But hey, this isn't my first rodeo, okay? I've been canceled, banned, and deplatformed since day one. So it's just another day in the life for me. Anyone keeping track of the conspiracy checklist? How many did we get right so far? One thing missing now is the manufactured world war to trigger a financial reset, followed by a cute little staged alien invasion, okay? You know, my favorite psyop of all. And you're not gonna believe a web bot's prediction of when the fake alien invasion will take place. Stay tuned for that one. But what's with the back-to-back global emergencies here? I mean, didn't we just finish with the staged pandemic? They said 1-in-100-year pandemic. And then they threw 3 pandemics a year at us. Ebola, monkeypox, bird flu, you know, it never ends. And these demons had the nerve to say we're in the decade of polycrisis. But who is behind these crises, these worldwide disasters? Once again, these emergencies somehow magically get us closer to their 2030 agenda of total enslavement. How coincidental. But the question is, why are they rushing? What's the hurry? Well, this is like running up a bar tab so outrageous that even the bartender stops believing in money. This is what's going on with the U.S. debt. That's the U.S. government right now. The national debt is headed up to $57 trillion in the next decade. Just a small 148% increase since 2020. We're already breaking records with over $36 trillion in debt. And that number keeps growing. Since the debt ceiling crisis was neatly resolved in June 2023, the government has been adding $235 billion in debt each month, or about $8 billion a day. Just a few days ago, the debt increased by another $61 billion. At this point, it's insane, okay? Unsustainable is an understatement. Next year, the Treasury will need to refinance $6.75 trillion in debt. That's money they owe but can't pay off. So they'll borrow more to cover it. Totally normal, right? It all makes sense, though, if you understand what their endgame is. If you do, then their plans are obvious. They want to trigger a financial implosion, scare the masses into dumping their assets for the safety of treasuries, and then print more monopoly money. They're aiming to push bond rates so high that people's retirement savings lose their value. Meanwhile, the DICs sit back and watch as the average person scrambles, clinging to things like gold, silver, or Bitcoin, hoping they'll hold their worth when the system collapses. Once again, there's proof this isn't just incompetence. This isn't just mismanagement. It's more of a controlled demolition. Leaders like Biden, Trudeau, and that scumbag over there in the UK, Keir Starmer, aren't saving nations. They're dismantling them brick by brick. paycheck by paycheck. Those in charge are flooding the system with printed money, driving prices sky high and making basic living costs unbearable. The goal is to force small landowners and farmers into financial ruin so the big players come in like BlackRock, you know, these mega corporations with ties to the government. After all, they do pay these scumbags in office a lot of money to pull this controlled collapse off, so they can swoop in and buy everything for pennies on the dollar, paving the way for their dystopian digital control grid. BlackRock, for example, is rolling out a 100 million euro hedge fund to scoop up farmland across Britain. They're careful not to buy land, though, through auctions, where struggling farmers are forced to sell due to crushing debt, though, because they're trying to be as discreet as possible here. Check this out right here. BlackRock isn't just doing this with farmland. They're expanding into renewable energy too, with investments in wind farms in Grimsby and solar power in Pembrokeshire that's powering 1.8 million British homes. And while the exact amount of farmland they now own isn't openly disclosed, it's clear they've been making significant moves in both agriculture and real estate across the UK. Conveniently, this all aligns with Keir Starmer and Rachel Reeves' push for inheritance tax changes. Perfect timing as BlackRock and Bill Gates conveniently show up at 10 Downing Street. Pure coincidence, right? So get this. Around the same time BlackRock ramps up its agenda to basically steal UK farmland and the real estate market, Keir Starmer and Rachel Reeves are planning to increase inheritance taxes to take even more money from people. And guess who shows up for tea at 10 Downing Street? None other than Bill Gates and BlackRock CEO Larry Fink. Gates made his visit on October 17, 2024, alongside his foundation CEO, Mark Suzman, for what was officially called a collaborative discussion. In other words, the demons in charge are just greasing a few more wheels to fast-track the 2030 agenda. But don't worry, I'm sure stealing farmland and bankrupting families is all part of a sustainable future, right? Not to be outdone by Billy the Baphomet, another one of Satan's spawns here, Larry Fink decided to join Starmer for an investment roundtable meeting on November 21st, 2024, where big players talked about economic strategy and investment opportunities. While Gates and BlackRock CEO cuddled up with Starmer and Reeves, their timing perfectly lines up with policies that put more pressure on small landowners. I'm guessing that's just another coincidence, right? And now in the aftermath of these not-so-coincidental meetings, we got Labour announcing their sustainable net zero targets, which according to Bill Esterson, will absolutely, in quotes, force Britons to change their lifestyles. Forget that Keir Starmer promised just recently that all these climate goals wouldn't mess with personal choices.
Our goal of 1.5 degrees is aligned with our goals for growth. What we're not going to do is start telling people how to live their lives. We're not going to start dictating to people what they do. But we are going to be clear that that involves hitting the Clean Power 2030 mission that we've set out, one of the five big projects of government. That is vital. So we will hit that. It is an ambitious target. It's a realizable target, but it's not going to be one in which we tell people how to live their lives.
Esterson made it clear that the public better get used to ditching gas boilers, buying pricey heat pumps, and swapping their cars for electric ones. Oh, and don't even think this is optional, okay? It's all part of a master plan to decarbonize the electricity grid by 2030 and slashing carbon emissions by 81% by 2035, which if you look at the numbers, it's impossible. It's impossible to get those numbers meeting their goals unless there were less people around. Go get your boosters. At the COP24 summit in Baku, Starmer reassured everyone this could be done without dictating behavior. But all of this changes after that meeting with Bill Gates and Larry Fink. Now, what did Larry Fink say just a few years ago?
Behaviors are going to have to change, and this is one thing we're asking companies. You have to force behaviors, and at BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors. 54% of the incoming class are women. We added four more points in terms of diverse employment this year. And what we are doing internally is, if you don't achieve these levels of impact, your compensation could be impacted. Okay,
we're doing the same.
And so it's just
okay. You heard it from the demon himself. Isn't it starting to make sense now? Of course, the head of Independent Climate Change Committee chimed in too, reminding everyone that these targets aren't achievable without significant lifestyle changes, which means ordinary folks will suffer in this transition to clean energy, while the demonic elite who cooked up these plans continue flying on private jets around the world every week. And isn't it just a little strange how all of this conveniently follows those meetings with Gates and Fink? So Keir Starmer changed his whole perspective, switched his tone after that meeting with Bill Gates and Larry Fink. Draw your own conclusions. Almost like the plan was cooked up beforehand, and now we're just watching the pieces fall into place here. So now we know when they say they're racing towards a sustainable future, they mean for them, not you. And how much of a scumbag is Keir Starmer? Well, if you took one Justin Trudeau and you added a Biden and a Rishi Sunak, you'll get the ultimate bitch in human form, okay? It's like the man was created in a lab by Klaus Schwab himself. Just take a look at this man right here. Ladies and gentlemen, I present you the most punchable face in the world. You know what? I'm gonna start selling punching bags with this man's face on it. Guaranteed I'll be a millionaire overnight. This man is doing everything he can to destroy Britain, and at the same time cheering on the judges that do shit like this. A woman was sent to prison for simply recording the riots taking place. A British woman finds herself behind bars for the heinous crime of calling migrants tramps during a TikTok live stream. Yeah, that's right, because words now are more dangerous than actions. Now, the same judge who threw the book at her decided that an actual pedophile caught distributing child rape videos deserved a slap on the wrist and a friendly suggestion to take up fishing instead. Because apparently going fishing at a pond is the perfect rehab for someone that rapes children. Priorities, right? Welcome to clown world, folks, where hurting feelings gets you jail time, but causing physical harm and ruining lives forever earns you a fishing pole. Now let's give a round of applause for this piece of shit judge that made this decision right here, okay? The judge's name is John Edwards. I mean, just look at the mug of this man right here. I've never seen a man look like a child and a child molester at the same time. How is that even possible? But it's unbelievable. The things happening right now are just insane. The UK has fallen, and it has fallen a long time ago. My condolences to the once great Britain. It's truly devastating what's happening there. A woman posted a threat on Facebook saying they should just blow up a mosque, and she is serving 15 months in jail. The question is, would she have served any prison time for threatening to blow up a church? I think you already know the answer to that. Now back to the States here. The same thing in all these Western nations, actually. It's like a common theme. Doing everything they can to destroy their own countries as part of the good old Cloward Piven strategy. Biden has the audacity to forgive $4.65 billion of Ukrainian debt while 650,000 Americans sleep on the streets every night. And over half the country lives paycheck to paycheck. What do you call a nation that prioritizes foreign aid over its own citizens? A failed state. But hey, who needs a functioning infrastructure when you can rack up $1.2 trillion in annual interest payments on debt? That's more than the US spends on the Department of Defense, by the way. Isn't it funny? The same people that racked up $36 trillion in debt are the ones giving you a credit score? Now, the question we should all be asking is, why does the government, who literally prints money, borrow it from private banks, and then pay interest on it? Why not just create it without the middleman? Well, it's simple. It's because the financial system isn't for the people. It's a rigged game run by the demons in charge pulling the strings. When the whole scheme collapses, and it will, they'll kick off a world war to keep everyone distracted. Nothing shifts focus like an apocalypse, right? And conveniently, war will double as their excuse to reset the financial system. They'll pitch it as the only solution to the chaos they created. And most people will fall for it because by then, they'll have nothing left to lose. Now let's dive deeper into the toilet bowl of fiscal insanity and moral corruption. Ed Dowd just said recently they're going to need a war so big, it's going to have to be a World War III without nukes and or an alien invasion to justify the spending they need. You know, he's not wrong. They really could pull the alien card soon. That's how desperate they are. It's insane. It's on mainstream news now. We got an alien mothership right outside of Earth sending orbs to us. I'm watching the news like, are you serious? This is where it's gotten to? I mean, you know they lie about everything from COVID to climate change, but you did not think they would pull that. Oh my God, do they think people are stupid? Yes, they do need a distraction, especially when you look at the $20 trillion the Department of Defense can't account for. You heard that right, $20 trillion. Those in charge just lost a couple trillion, you know? No biggie. It's like pocket change that just fell out or something. They don't know what happened to it. Just check this out right here. Between 1998 and 2015, they basically misplaced a sum larger than most countries' entire GDP. Oh, and let's not forget, the Department of Housing and Urban Development chimed in with their own little $1 trillion oopsie-daisy. Constantly, these people are losing billions and trillions. I did see Catherine Austin Fitz on an interview saying something really interesting. She's been waving the red flag on this mess for years, calling it out as not just incompetence, but something more sinister. Starting back in the 1990s, the US government got close with the Bank of International Settlements, the central bank of central banks, where money just goes and magically disappears behind the scenes, and no one can account for it. And wouldn't you know it? By 1997, the money train derailed coincidentally at the same time with the rise of OxyContin, predatory lending, and private prison roundups. Then right after, remember this one? The big oopsie daisy from Donald Rumsfeld? He was out there casually announcing the Pentagon was missing $2.3 trillion on September 10, 2001. Just one day before, well, you know, them buildings turned to dust in midair. That's right. They just lost $2.3 trillion the day before. And no one talked about it after the big distraction. What I'm trying to get to here is they're $36 trillion in debt. They can't account for trillions of dollars. What do you think they're going to do soon to get your attention off of it? And they don't want me exposing it either. That's why they got me off of Twitter. I'm just saying all of these things coincide, okay? I'm really looking like that dude with the conspiracy pages in front of him and the cigarette in his hand. This is what they got me doing. Now, fast forward to 2015, the DOD somehow managed to misplace another $6.5 trillion in a single year. And you thought you were clumsy. Over here in Canada, same thing. Canada's financial system is in shambles, and it's not by accident. Let's start with those blank T4s that Canada Revenue Agency lets people print. A T4 is a slip that employers give to employees to report income for tax purposes, legally. But when anyone can print blank ones, it becomes a scammer's dream, opening the floodgates for fraud, fake income, fake loans, fake financial stability. It's all fake. The system doesn't just tolerate this, it actually enables it. They want this done on purpose. And let's get into the ninja loans. That's code for mortgages handed out with zero verification of income, job, or assets. Literally, no income, no job, no assets. New residents and anyone else can get these loans, turning the housing market into a speculative bubble that's destined to burst. But banks don't care because they offload the risk onto taxpayers through government-backed programs. It's a shell game where everyone loses, except the banks, of course. Now let's talk about this DEI stuff right here, diversity, equity, and inclusion, okay, these hires. The narrative pushed is that banks are failing because they're hiring people based on diversity quotas instead of qualifications. Conservatives eating this narrative right up, blaming DEI for every bad loan and financial collapse. What's happening here is even conservatives are pushing that narrative, that this isn't done on purpose, but it's just incompetence based on bad DEI picks, which is total BS, okay? Just a distraction, and it's something Ben Shapiro will eat right up. All of these big name right-wing talking heads love eating that distraction up and brainwashing their viewers of that same ish. The real culprits, the top executives and policymakers pulling the strings, love this narrative because it shifts the focus. While everyone's arguing about DEI hires, no one's looking at the fact that these banks were drowning in bad loans and shady practices long before diversity initiatives were even a thing. DEI isn't the cause of this, it's the scapegoat. And in the US, more insanity right here, there's something called the FASAB 56. That's US policy, which conveniently allows the government to keep certain financial transactions off the books. And this has bled into global financial practices. It's how they can funnel trillions of dollars into black budget operations like COVID-19 relief or other secret projects while keeping the public in the dark. The entire securities market is propped up by this shadow accounting, making any sense of transparency or trust a complete joke. The end game to all of this is collapsing the system while pointing fingers in every direction except where they belong, at the people in power who designed this chaos. They'll let conservatives rage about DEI hires and liberals argue about equality while the real architects of this mess quietly cash out and move on to their next scam. Divide, distract, and destroy. It's the same method every time. Sun Tzu once said, an evil man will burn his own nation to the ground to rule over the ashes. You're damn right. I mentioned trillions of dollars going missing into these black budget operations. Well, what do you think is happening behind the scenes? When they say another few trillion dollars went missing, guaranteed they're going to pull off a next scamdemic or something. Something major they already funded. Oops, don't know what happened with that $5 trillion. The opening act of the next big plandemic is here, folks. Plandemic 2.0. This time they discovered, in quotes, bird flu in raw milk out of California. That's right, because apparently the healthiest, least processed foods are now public enemy number one. The California Department of Public Health swooped in to warn us about this dangerous batch of raw milk from a raw milk farm. Now they're recalling all the raw milk, even though no one has actually gotten sick. Funny how they can always find bird flu in milk, eggs, chicken, and steak, you know? But they never seem to find it in Doritos, Oreos, or a can of spray cheese. Nope, the imaginary trace elements of bird flu only ever show up in the kind of foods that might actually make you healthier. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Maybe it's just a coincidence again, or maybe it's another convenient excuse to tighten the noose on real food and shove us one step closer to lab-grown mystery meat and cricket burgers. Bill Gates funding cricket facilities and driving farmers out of business, buying up farmland where they can grow who knows what. During all this, they seem to find bird flu in all the healthy foods as well. Time to shut down those farms. 20,000 farmers out of work in just one area, I remember reading about. I mean, think of the insane things we saw just a few months ago. Ireland needing to kill 1.3 million cattle to reach climate targets. Think about how insane that is. To even suggest something like that is pure evil. If they're thinking about doing that to animals, what do you think they're thinking about doing to you? Okay, why do you think they keep wanting you to get injected with poison over and over again? New viruses every week now that you need more poison for. I mean, the depopulation plot couldn't be more obvious at this point. Just so interesting. Right after that meeting with Keir Starmer, as you can see here, within days, they started discussing assisted dying. That's right, new MAID programs for the UK now. A war on farmers and food additives. Yeah, I'm sure there's no correlation, the Fred says right here. That's actually hilarious. And don't worry about this sign right at the bottom here. As you can see, your account is suspended and not permitted to perform this action. It's in read-in mode only, so that means I can see what's going on Twitter. I can't interact with anything. It's like being in jail or something, you know? That's so right. Look at Keir Starmer's face looking at Bill Gates. I mean, come on. This man was threatened aggressively, okay? The DICs told him, look, you're going to listen to us or we're going to kill you. And as you can tell, he's a little bitch, you know, a weak man, and he will go along with it. Terror acceptance. Bill Gates was basically like, look, you're not depopulating fast enough, okay? Get to it. We need new MAID programs. You need more injections. We need to reach those climate change net zero goals, okay? And you're not killing people fast enough. English farmer. He says this right here.
The next thing I'm going to tell you is unreal, because now we've been offered £2,500 to join a scheme for 3 years. We don't supply you any food. Now listen to that.
We're going to go hungry.
I am going to plough a field. I'm going to put spring barley in. I'm going to get £440 off the government.
Right here.
Per acre, okay, that when it comes to crop size, leave it rot in the ground. So I don't get no straw for the cattle. You don't get nothing for your bread, for everything we make, okay? But I can also plant bee mix, which is for birds and bees. I can plant wild bird seed, which is for wild birds. I can also be paid to buy a ton of wild bird seed like anybody puts in their garden for the birds and drill it out on the ground once a week. I can get paid for that. Now my accountant says, do it. Because in doing that, I've not got to buy fertilizer, which since the Ukraine war, has gone from £250 an acre to to £1,000 a ton. So in order to fertilise your food, I've got to buy fertiliser at £1,000 a tonne. It's come down a little bit in some times and it goes up a little bit. But that's basically where we are. So I've now got a crop that I don't have to spray. I don't have to send nobody out there with a tractor. I don't have to fertilise it. But I can just leave it in the ground and let it rot. I pick up my 440 pounds an acre and go all over it again. And the government is giving me £2,500 for the next 3 years to do that.
Wow.
And I'm not the only one.
Yeah, why?
That is crazy. They're trying to starve you, poison you, enslave you. Clearly, this is an agenda happening. Farmers have hoarded land for too long, says Will Hutton. Inheritance tax will bring new life to rural Britain. Can you believe this? Absolutely absurd. The plan of you will own nothing is really taking place here. They want to target farmers, the people that supply us food, not to help us people. This is a plan to starve people. And coincidentally, they ramped up this agenda after the Bill Gates visit. Larry Fink visit too. The man that said they want to force behaviors. And then right after, Keir Starmer has the nerve to use that exact language. Can you see what's happening? Well, people, the Drain the Swamp tour continues. Donald Trump's nomination of Jeanette Nashiwat for Surgeon General. Hopefully I'm saying her name right. Jeanette Nashiwat. You'd think after years of touting his mission to drain the swamp, he'd at least attempt to find someone who isn't neck deep in the establishment's talking points. But no, we get Nashiwat, the same woman who once called the COVID vaccine a gift from God. That's right, people. Pfizer and Moderna were given to us by the Lord himself. It was a miracle sent from the heavens. This is also the woman who loudly applauded Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg for censoring anyone who dared to question the narrative about the vaccines, masks, or any of the draconian policies that steamrolled our freedoms. And not only did she cheer for censorship, but she actively encouraged more of it across other platforms. Apparently, transparency and open dialogue are just too dangerous when you're trying to push a deadly product. Now, despite all this new data coming out, despite the growing outcry and the vaccine genocide that's so obvious here, you know, we're seeing the real consequences of these actions and these policies, Nashiwat hasn't retracted or even clarified her statements. Not once. She didn't even say oops or maybe I spoke too soon. Nothing. She doubled down, continuing to support the very measures that have wreaked havoc and killed millions of people. She backed mask mandates, even for kids, pushed boosters like a big pharma rep, and supported mandatory vaccinations for healthcare workers, because clearly forcing people to inject themselves with poison is the best way to protect public health. Check out what she says right here.
First of all, vaccines save lives, and I am so excited, and I thank and I commend Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg for taking action, because this affects everyone. This affects our children. It affects adults.
Oh my God. Any Trump supporters, can you explain that? Did she backtrack since then? Because that is insane. She was advocating for kids to get boosters and to mask up in elementary schools. This nomination is a slap in the face to anyone who believed Trump was truly standing up against the pharmaceutical industrial complex. How is it that someone who so clearly aligns with Big Pharma's interests gets the nod for one of the most influential public health positions in the country? The same Big Pharma that's profited massively off the policies Nashiwat endorsed is now seemingly pulling the strings on Trump's administration 2.0. It's just outright disgusting. And get this, Jeanette Nashiwat is sponsored by none other Peter Bozo Tez. This man, I must have given him Bozo of the Week 4 times in a row. Like, this guy is the ultimate clown, okay? He is probably the biggest pro-vaxxer you can ever find. And he's clearly paid off to poison people, because beforehand, he was saying, I don't think people should get this one vaccine. We need more studies done. Then he immediately switched his tone like a week later, saying, kids need to take it. Everyone needs to take it. If you don't take it, you should not participate in society in any way. Clearly, when those checks come in, you know, they switch their tone. So Peter Bozo Tez endorses Jeanette Nashiwat, saying Trump did a genius move with this one. It's like, what are they planning next, okay? Why do they need these people in charge of anything? Anyone that promoted the vaccine even once should be in prison. A lot of people went and got it, then died suddenly. They listened to these people. They put their trust in these people. And now people are angry at me for not trusting the same system. It's insane. And while we're at it, can someone ask Robert Kennedy Jr. what he thinks about this pick right here? Because I thought he was Mr. Anti-vaccine, anti-big pharma. Because if Trump is supposed to be some champion for medical freedom, this nomination seems like the exact opposite. She called the COVID vaccines a gift from God. Trump calls him the greatest achievement in human history. He calls himself the father of the vaccine. So what does that make him? She's basically calling him God. These people are worshiping an antichrist, I'm telling you. The swamp filling up quick with people who have no problem trampling over rights, pushing propaganda, and silencing dissent to maintain the status quo. Let's not forget Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the so-called anti-vax crusader who got caught liking a photo on Instagram of a woman, I think this was his niece, no less, proudly getting her COVID jab. Oh, wait. And then when people called him out, he unliked the picture quickly. And if that wasn't enough, let's talk about his party from 2 years ago, where guests were reportedly urged to be vaccinated. You can't make this up. And this is even more pathetic. He blamed his wife. She's the boss, he said. I mean, I don't know which is more pathetic. Wanting people to be injected with poison that come to your party, or saying your wife is your boss. Really now? So this is the guy we're supposed to trust to take a stand against the system? Between this and Trump's pick for Surgeon General, it's hard to tell where the grift ends and the loyalty begins. They talk a big game about fighting for freedom and accountability, but when the cameras are off, it's business as usual. Censorship, mandates, and more big pharma profits. Do you really expect the slithering snakes to drain the swamp? It is their lifeline and their home. Mark Zuckerberg, ladies and gentlemen, head reptile, went to Mar-a-Lago for a meeting with Donald Trump. I wonder what position this lizard is going to get over there at the swamp. It's so interesting to see even conservatives now like Mark Zuckerberg because Trump met with him. What is going on here? I mean, blind loyalty run amok. Look at some of these replies here. Mark Zuckerberg is a master at going along to get along. Hate him all you want, but this is why Meta still thrives. He goes with the flow and tries his best to be in the good graces of whoever is in charge. Honorable? Nope, but it works. You guys need to understand, these are the biggest conservative names now on Twitter. This is what they're saying. They just backtrack and act like he didn't do anything wrong. So these guys go from, he should be in prison now. He worked with the FBI to rig the 2020 elections. He deplatformed anyone who opposed the jabs. Lock him up. To now, it's, well, he's actually an honorable man and we should respect him. Unbelievable, people. Let's look back for a second right here. Take a look what the reptile says.
I share some caution on this because we just don't know the long-term side effects of basically modifying people's DNA and RNA to directly encode in a person's DNA and RNA, basically the ability to produce those antibodies, and whether that causes other mutations or other risks downstream. So
right after he said this, he then started censoring anyone that opposed the vaccine. It's almost like he was threatened behind the scenes, like this was all new to him. He didn't know what was going on. And they said, hey, you're gonna go with this agenda, okay? You're gonna start censoring people. You're gonna do as we said. And he did it, you know, no questions asked. How can you go from one side like this to an extreme, talking about everyone should be banned for questioning the same vaccine he just questioned? It's insane. All responsible for mass genocide, okay? Okay, we got to go through a throwback here because this is just insane. Look at what they were saying just 2 years ago. Even Fauci.
Does the vaccine make you worse? And there are diseases in which you vaccinate someone, they get infected with what you're trying to protect them with, and you actually enhance the infection.
This would not be the first time that a vaccine that looked good in initial safety actually made people worse.
Wow.
There's the history of the respiratory syncytial virus vaccine in children, which paradoxically made the children worse. One of the HIV vaccines that we tested several years ago actually made individuals more likely to get infected.
So they went from saying that to censoring anyone that said the same. These satanic scumbags, we should never forget what they did. As you can see here, we saw stuff like this all over Canada. We don't hire the unvaccinated. Go home. Unreal. Anyone falling for this Trump narrative is clearly vaccinated, I have to say. Okay, because there is a personality change after getting this jab, as you can see here. The first loss is the feelings of love for others. It crosses the blood-brain barrier, starts destroying the brain. We have seen an uptick in road rage, fights, aggressive behavior, etc. And it is only getting worse. Yeah, they turned it into the Planet of the Apes out here. So why would Donald Trump allow this monster to come to his place for a visit? Arguably, this is the biggest Trump supporter in the world right here. I know you guys know who this is right here. Oh my God. She says President Trump calls out Mark Zuckerberg for admitting that he worked with the Biden administration in 2020 to rig the election. Zuckerberg needs to be held accountable. And she even posted this. Trump literally tweeted this too. Zuckerberg admits that the White House pushed to suppress Hunter Biden laptop story. In other words, the 2020 presidential election was rigged. Yeah, that's right. He tweeted that. But if he really believed it, would he want to be buddy-buddy with Mark Zuckerberg? It's just unreal. Common sense, people. If someone tried to throw you in prison and snake you out, try to kill you, would you trust them, invite them over for dinner? Of course not. Unless maybe they're all in on the same agenda, swimming in the same swamp. And now this one is just unusual. I don't know what to make of this. Ivanka Trump, this is her own news page, and it ran a poll. It said, breaking news, Bill Gates wants to work with Trump and his administration to build a better future. Would you support Gates to work with Trump? Now, why would that even be a question? If you act like you're anti-establishment, really? What kind of poll is that? You know, it's like you ran a poll saying, should Gates work with Trump? It's like, sure, let's get an actual Baphomet in here. I mean, it'll spice things up a little. Now, while all the chaos and insanity takes place, get this, another mysterious, that's right, in quotes, mysterious, rise in rare diseases among the young and healthy. What could have possibly changed since 2021? I mean, it couldn't be related to that little worldwide mass injection spree, you know? I'm sure it's not that. I'm sure it's just a coincidence, just like those chemtrail streaks overhead are. And as you can see, the chemtrails have ramped up. They're trying to scramble to poison the air and get the unvaxxed sick to cover this up. But don't worry, the trails are in a shape of a heart because the demons love you. I mean, they are getting exposed so bad, it's becoming so obvious. So they're doing everything they can to get the unvaxxed sick so they can scream, see, it wasn't the vaccines. Why do you think they've ramped up the spraying? Why do you think they're targeting your food, water, everything? They want everyone to be sick so they can blame climate change. Or cover it up with another cute distraction. The final distraction, another world war. It's classic, right? When the body count from side effects and weird new cancers get too hard to ignore, what better time to start a global conflict? You sprinkle in a little economic collapse and voila, the perfect smokescreen. They'd rather torch the planet than admit the jabs were really poison. Truly next level evil. The same folks who said myocarditis is rare to myocarditis is completely normal. And now they're trying to convince the masses that all these new cancers in young people are completely normal too. Crimes against humanity, I've never seen anything like it. New rare diseases popping up left and right. Experts are baffled. I mean, it's just so obvious. You can ask a child, okay, someone got a vaccine and then they got sick right after. What do you think it was? The child will say, I think it was the vaccine that got him sick, right? It's just common sense. See, this little expert isn't baffled. It's obvious. Let's talk about this one right here because it's genuinely fascinating. Another prediction here, Cliff High. Now, in the early days of the internet, back in 1997, Cliff High created something called WebBot. His goal was to create a program that could predict trends in the stock market. But just like most inventions, WebBot didn't stick to its original purpose. Instead, it took a hard left and dived into the conspiracy realm, okay? Like something out of a sci-fi here. It started predicting not just financial shifts, but major global events. Let's go over some things right here that WebBot predicted. One of its most famous forecasts was about the 9/11 attacks. It described it as a world-changing event months before it occurred. In 2004, it allegedly predicted a massive coastal event, which many believe referred to the devastating Indian Ocean tsunami later that year. WebBot also warned of a major economic downturn in 2008, which some interpreted as its prediction of the global financial crisis, the 2008 recession. Another forecast was the rise of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, with WebBot picking up on early online chatter about decentralized digital currencies long before they gained mainstream attention. It also predicted natural disasters such as the Fukushima nuclear disaster in 2011, linking it to a significant event involving the Pacific Ocean. Beyond these, WebBot has warned about future global conflicts, food shortages, and even a shift in collective human consciousness that is said to happen shortly. But I have to say that a few predictions obviously didn't take place. It did warn of a Y2K catastrophe and a 2012 apocalypse, which didn't happen. Or maybe it did and we're all in hell. I don't know. And many of its broader forecasts remain speculative. Despite its misses, WebBot's ability to identify patterns in online language and link them to real-world events makes it interesting, to say the least. WebBot works by scanning massive amounts of online content, forums, blogs, news, articles, videos, everything, and analyzes the patterns in the way people communicate. This process is called predictive linguistics. It's based on the idea that humanity's collective consciousness unconsciously hints at future events in our language by picking up shifts in emotional tone of people, and it analyzes reoccurring keywords and it claims to predict what's coming next. And it didn't just stick to money. Over time, it did start forecasting everything from natural disasters to political upheavals. And get this, even UFO conflicts. You're not going to believe this. In 2009, WebBot made one of its most mind-blowing predictions ever. Soon there will be a worldwide aerial battle between military forces and UFOs, with UFOs fighting each other as well. Now, this wasn't one of its vague predictions from the past. The prediction even claimed a specific trigger event would set off this extraterrestrial battle that will take place on December 3rd, 2024. According to WebBot, there will be a trigger that will let us know if this prediction will play out. In 2009, WebBot said the spark of this cosmic showdown with aliens in the military will be right after Donald Trump is interviewed by Joe Rogan. Can you believe that? It predicted something like that in 2009. Well, as many of you know, about a month ago, Donald Trump went on the Joe Rogan podcast for the first time. I'm sure we're going to look up and see that intergalactic war popping off in just a few days, okay? Now, I'm of course kidding. The chances of that happening are slim, but not zero, okay, I have to say. But WebBot tells us a lot here. It tells us that there is a collective consciousness here. Maybe there is something that we don't know going on when it comes to how technology and human behavior interact. Does the collective tone of the internet really foreshadow what will come in the future? And then there's the timing of these wild predictions too. WebBot predicts this will happen in just a few days, actually. Many of you will be watching this on that day. I don't care if the aliens are outside, okay? You better finish the damn Eyes is Watching show. Priorities, people. But what are the chances this prediction happens to take place when the U.S. government decides to host another UFO hearing on Capitol Hill? Their second in just over a year? This one was billed as a chance to clear the air about UAPs, aka UFOs, but it felt more like a rerun with slightly different guest stars. Former military intelligence officer Luis Elizondo stole the show, accusing the government of excessive secrecy and hinting that they're hiding the kind of truth that would blow humanity's collective mind. Alien spacecrafts and whatnot. Non-human DNA samples they say they have. And UFO crash retrieval programs where non-human drivers were identified. Can you believe that? Even Canada made its way into the conversation here, with reports of pilots seeing lights in a triangle formation over the prairies. Apparently, Canada's big skies and proximity to the North Pole make it a hotspot for UFOs. Dan Riskin, a science and tech expert, said Canada's basically been Team UFO for a while now, but nobody's really paying attention because, well, you know, it's Canada. It's kind of like the movies, right? When the aliens invade, it always happens to be the States. It's almost like they don't see the rest of the planet. Always the States. Now, this recent surge in UFO chatter, right when the world seems to be falling apart, I mean, come on, think about it. The economy is on the brink of collapse, banks are collapsing, and the president's son is embroiled in scandal. Hunter Biden's laptop from hell. And yet, amid all of this, we're suddenly expected to believe the government has decided this is the moment to drop the alien truth bomb. If that doesn't make you suspicious, I don't know what will. The timing feels less like disclosure and more like a distraction, like they're pulling an alien rabbit out of a hat to keep us from looking too closely at everything that's crumbling around us. Whether or not aliens are real, WebBot's prediction is quite terrifying. And if that wasn't enough, Netflix has conveniently rolled out Investigation Alien. I mean, we've seen endless series of aliens lately, but this is another one, a new series that dives into alien abductions, mysterious sightings, and supposed government secrets about extraterrestrials. It's fascinating, sure, but also feels like a part of a larger effort to prepare us for what's coming next. Why are they conditioning people's minds into believing this? Between the hearings, the media buzz, and now binge-worthy alien programming, it's hard to ignore how all these pieces seem to just fit together so perfectly. This time, right now. Crimes against humanity, world war about to break out, the mass genocide caused by vaccines. As a matter of fact, a lot more people are waking up to vaccines, and I think if they go down the rabbit hole, they're going to find something truly mind-blowing. Pure evil lays at the foundation of the vaccine agenda. And when people find that out, then everything that they have done gets exposed. And they can't have that. No, no, no. So they're going to pull off the final card. They'll stage an alien invasion using advanced holographic projections before you try to expose that. Now, many have whispered about this for years. Project Bluebeam, we all know that's their end goal. And if that takes place, it'll be because they're trying to unite humanity under a global system of control. It's the ultimate play to ensure compliance and consolidate power. And if you thought COVID lockdowns were extreme, imagine the restrictions justified by the fear of an invisible alien virus. Okay? No travel, no freedom, no questioning the narrative at all in the name of protection. But another dark fact here is, what the hell are they doing over there at CERN? Are they trying to summon demons? Seriously, are these the same aliens they keep talking about? Are they bringing in demons from the dark side here? Now, what I will go over here will blow your mind, because it did blow mine. So you know the Large Hadron Collider that was built that accelerates particles to the speed of light, and then they crash them into one another, and they claim that this process will let them know more about particles and help them understand the universe better, if that makes any sense. You know the same place there was a fake human sacrifice filmed outside? You know that place? No joke, devil-worshipping Satanists were out there in black robes trying to summon demons by fake sacrificing a human, sounding like another Bohemian Grove. And of course, the scientists came out saying, oops, sorry guys, it was just a prank. You know, we like dressing up like Satanists and then worshiping the devil, you know. It's kind of just a prank we pull off every Sunday. You know, the standard devil worshiping prank that a lot of people do? I guess that's just the average sense of humor these scientists have now. But check out what Dr. Astrid Struckelberger said about CERN. What a great name. Struckelberger said this. CERN scientists summoning demons. A CERN whistleblower exposing what they're really doing. CERN has and always will be an occult NWO facility set up in the guise of science to open gateways to hell, manipulate time, and many other abominations.
Actually, CERN is dealing with radionuclear research. But it is more than that, because there are lots of physicians. I know some. They're doing very strange experimentation. There are beings from portals coming in and out. It's physicists from the CERN who told me this.
They've testified to beings coming in and out of portals.
Yes. They have, apparently, in the bottom of the CERN, this portal, this door, where they are dealing with all the subatomic dimensions. They say there are 17 different dimensions of reality. That's what those physicists say. Some others say there are more dimensions, you know. And now, when you look at what is going on in the CERN, there is a fight from some of the military agencies, intel. They say that there is a fight on time. They're trying to change time.
I wouldn't be surprised all these alien sightings are really demons they've summoned at CERN, okay? On April 8th, 2024, as a solar eclipse was taking place in many parts of North America, CERN decided to flip the switch at the same time, and they restarted the Large Hadron Collider again. It was off for a while. April 8 doesn't sound like a random date either. It's an anniversary of one of the weirdest events in occult history. Back on April 8, 1904, Aleister Crowley, which many said was the wickedest man in the world, claimed to have channeled a being called AWAS, an entity that dictated the Book of the Law, the manifesto of his spiritual philosophy, Thelema, aka Satan's book. Crowley didn't just say AWAS was some random angel. No, this was a higher dimensional entity. In other words, a demon. And now, over a century later, CERN decided to fire up that Large Hadron Collider on the very same day. The Large Hadron Collider aka the LHC, is famous for smashing particles at near light speeds to uncover the secrets of the universe, Higgs boson and dark matter, they say they're trying to find. Yeah, now we know what they mean by dark matter. It's also infamous because many say this process has potential to open doorways to allow demonic entities through, and CERN chose April 8 to restart operations. Maybe they were looking to shake hands with something not of this world. Wouldn't be surprised if they summoned AWAS himself. And isn't it funny that a lot of those images you see of extraterrestrials kind of look like the demonic entity Aleister Crowley summoned? Of course, CERN would roll its eyes at the idea. They'd say it's all about advancing fundamental physics, testing theories, and exploring the universe's building blocks. Very official. But is that what they're doing? You know, when you combine a solar eclipse, Crowley's ghostly dictation anniversary, and a machine capable of bending the laws of reality, you can't think it's far-fetched if they really are doing something demonic out there, considering they are literally dressed in black robes worshiping Satan. It could be, just could be, something more than science going on there. That's all I'm saying. So was CERN trying to summon demons, contact demons, or was it just bad optics? I'm not sure. If they did manage to summon AWAS, at least they got a proper place to do it, a 17-mile underground ring built for breaking the universe. And they claim it's trying to figure out if we're in a multiverse. But get this, in 2019, Musk revealed that CERN approached him about his tunneling company digging for their next project. This new accelerator would reportedly be 4 times the size of LHC, Large Hadron Collider, which has already been described as a gateway to hell for its potential to tap into forces humans can't comprehend. But Musk didn't stop there. In 2022, he took to his X account with a statement that was shocking to say the least. He said, "Please let me use the CERN Large Hadron Collider. I am normal and can be trusted with demonic technology, unlike anything the world has ever seen." Let that sink in. A man who has dressed up as Baphomet at Halloween parties and has repeatedly spoken about how humanity needs to prepare for the singularity is now joking, or maybe not, about using technology some believe has the power to tear holes in our dimension, letting demons through. He called it a demonic technology that he really wants to use. He's begging to use it. The LHC isn't just a tool for smashing particles, it's a machine capable of exploring forces tied to the very fabric of reality. And Musk seems to be aware of what's really at stake or what's going on there at CERN. And this LHC has already pushed boundaries, facilitating the discovery of the Higgs boson, the so-called God particle. But it's also fueled countless warnings about its potential to open dangerous doorways. While the official narrative paints the collider as a scientific marvel, whispers of its true capabilities, creating black holes, manipulating matter, and even tampering with other dimensions, refuse to go away. Musk even calls it demonic, which suggests he understands this isn't just some oversized science experiment, okay? Why would a man obsessed with the New World Order, artificial intelligence, and humanity's future be so interested in accessing a machine like this, a machine he calls demonic? Could it be that Musk sees the Large Hadron Collider as more than a tool for research, trying to play with forces that most can't comprehend? Are these the otherworldly beings they refer to as aliens? Well, get this. Over there at CERN, just recently, they claim to have captured an elusive 4D ghost in the machine. Scientists there are messing with forces as old as the universe, and surprise, surprise, they discovered a ghost-like structure in their particle collider. You can't make this up. Mainstream stuff. They're calling it a 4D resonance. Sounds like they really opened a portal to another dimension. Particles veer off course, beam quality degrades, and it's like something on the other side is reaching in to mess with our reality. Straight out of a sci-fi horror flick. But with CERN, it's just, you know, business as usual. You add in the CIA's shady history of mind control experiments and rumors of interdimensional communication, and you gotta wonder to yourself, are they trying to invite interdimensional demons over for dinner? Between Project Stargate and other crazy CIA programs, it's not a stretch to think they're hoping to unlock some kind of demonic Pandora's box. A ghost in the machine? Or maybe the machine itself is haunted? But we'll see how things play out. Maybe Cliff High's webbot was really predicting a different kind of battle. Aliens being illegal aliens, I don't know. Or even a full-blown war, you never know. It predicts something will take place on December 3rd, though. Matter of fact, just recently, Russia says it has the right to use weapons against military facilities in countries that allow weapons to be used against its facilities. In quotes right here, we warned you about this, but you've made your choice. So maybe it's not aliens that will be fighting with our military above our skies. Maybe it's something else. A classic depopulation method, a world war. When all else fails, you take them to war. This is a great video right here. I'm going to end it with this one right here.
You were born in a cold prison. It is your country, your state. Number two, you have to pay for the prison stay. They call the prison fee taxes. Number three, you have no say what will be done with the money. But you have to pay. Number four, to pay the money, you have to work. The prison encourages you to buy new shiny products so you feel better about your poor existence. Number five, you are not allowed to exit the prison far enough to see the prison wall. Number seven, the prison gives you news and entertainment so that you don't discover the prison walls. Number eight, the prison does not allow strong family bonds or strong brotherhood unless you are a part of the group that is running the prison. Number nine, the prison you live in wants you weak, sick, and divided because weak prisoners can't climb the walls. And most important, number 10, the prison is mostly run by other prisoners. It will collapse if enough prisoners will wake up.
That's very well said. They want you weak, unable to fight back and escape the prison. That's why vaccines are mandatory in a lot of places. So make sure you watch the Eyes is Watching show every week to break out of the prison, snap out of the matrix, and know the truth of the world. Share this with your friends and family. People, it's important you get this show out there because I can't do it anymore. They keep banning me on all these platforms. So it's up to you to share this. And that's where I'm going to leave it, folks. If you like what I do here, links are in the description for ways to support this podcast. It is greatly appreciated. No ads, no big name sponsors. It's all up to the people. If you want to see this keep going, please click those links in the description. Purchase the Eyes Wide Open coffee from Gustavus, Alaska. Great organic coffee. My favorite. Send something to my P.O. box. The P.O. box address is in the description of this video. Crypto, Bitcoin, if you guys want to support with crypto, wallets are in the description. Until next week, folks. Until next time, this is Steve Eyes. You're on the Eyes is Watching channel. Signing off.